Coming up on 5:45 and 64 degrees. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Our friend Jason Cairns. Good morning.
Good morning.
Horrible story yesterday regarding this. You know what I'm talking about already.
Yeah, I do. Yep.
Apple orchard, the carts. It sounded like it was a collision of sorts. And the headline this morning, it just reported for WOGO, three fighting for their lives after this accident yesterday. Horrible. You just never know what a day's going to bring, right?
Man, it takes your breath away.
Yeah.
And I grieve. I feel badly for that. You know, from very early in my life, you know, a trip to the apple orchard was just an absolute fall treat. And this just, it's horrible. And sympathies, our thoughts and prayers go out to families who are dealing with this.
Absolutely. And again, three fighting for their life. One of those mornings where just the headlines are, there's a lot there today. One of the other stories is Western Wisconsin boy shoots bear who was mauling dad.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Wow.
The dad ended up with dozens of stitches from the attack, and his son, the hero in that story.
Man, oh, man.
Yeah.
So, was there a time when news was happier?
Was there a time? I don't know. That's a good question. You know, maybe when it wasn't so readily available. So, I tell you what, the song that led into us was The Way, The Jesus Way by Phil Wickham. So I wanted to ask, because there's a saying about that the ends doesn't justify the means. And if we break that down, it's like, in other words, whatever you get at the end, the prize, the pot at the end of the rainbow doesn't justify the means. Meaning, if the means are corrupt or unethical or right. And so there's a big difference between the Jesus way. And it seems to me like maybe we don't think a lot about that.
You know, that's a really good way of putting that. That seems to be anti-Christian to me. You know, if people are willing to behave unethically, if they're willing to do things that go against the way of Jesus, it doesn't matter what the outcome is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think we need to ask ourselves, are we living with love, honesty, integrity? You know, rather than thinking that if I swindle or lie or deceive, that it is somehow of Jesus, because it's not.
Yeah. And then and there's some arenas in life that maybe people go, well, in this arena, business, politics, what have you, maybe even sports, that people think, well, I've got to do this to, you know, to get ahead. And maybe you go, well, everybody else is, right?
Yeah, I think, and the everybody else's concept, I don't think we can go there as Christians. You know, we have to ask, you know, to bring up that line from, you know, more than 20 years ago, what would Jesus do, right? You know, in a situation like that, I don't think Jesus would lie, cheat, or steal to get ahead.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, we had our men's study last night, and we had 9 guys. Again, it's Wednesday nights now, 6 to about 7:30 at Valley Brook Church, downtown Eau Claire on Barstow. And a verse came up that made me think of you, and I think you'll get a smile on your face. Here it is, 1 Thessalonians 3:12. And may the Lord make your love for one another and for all people grow and overflow, just as our love for you overflows.
Man, that's a good one. I think... That is the high goal, right? Mm-hmm. Is to live with love towards others, and that it is when we think of our cup overflowing, let it overflow with love, right? So thank you for thinking of me with that, and I hope we can all think of one another in that way.
Well, thank you for championing that.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like you have been, I appreciate that, and we want to champion it, and we also want to live it. And you know what? So today we're going to take a I'm checking up in Letters to the Beloved, but actually you tackle that within the context of, we're just going to go with it today. So I read 1 Thessalonians 3:12, and you actually sum up verses 11 through 13 this way, and then we'll get your final thought. You say, Beloved, as you live, love and relate. Remember that I am with you. I am present whenever love happens because I am love. As you strive to know me more intimately, the flow of my love in you will spill out and wash over others too. My love is not a shallow, stagnant pool. It is a tidal wave that sweeps over everything. You want to understand holiness? It is love. Pure love is pure holiness. Do you seek to live out your sainthood? Then seek to become more loving. I'm going to give you a final thought, but then I want to follow up. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, that really captures the essence of what we're after, right? The idea of love. And, I mean, that even contrasts with what we were talking about earlier in the segment about trying to get ahead by swindling and deception as opposed to allowing this tidal wave of love to lead us.
Yeah, and I really like that at the end because so often we look at it, it's like peanut butter is one thing, chocolate is another, and then you bring them together. And that God is love and that God is holy. But I like where you're, and I am with you, that love is, there's a preeminence. And do you want to understand holiness? It is love. Pure love is pure holiness. So I like it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You bet. Talk to you tomorrow.
There we go. At least three people fighting for their lives this morning after that wagon flipped during that school field trip to the apple orchard in Chippewa Falls yesterday morning. The cart at the bush and a peck apple orchard fell on its side. Dozens of kindergartners from St. Mark Lutheran in Eau Claire were at the orchard at the time for a field trip. Not clear how many of the 25 who were hurt in the wreck are children. Sheriff Travis Hakes says the tractor that was pulling the cart overcorrected and spilled kids and adults out onto the gravel road. He had this to say yesterday.
Hearing that your young child was involved in a critical incident is some of the most gut-wrenching news that a person can hear. And we need to be sensitive about how those details are communicated. Furthermore, I was infuriated when I seen drone footage captured in an area where a medical helicopter was needed to treat a seriously injured victim. In critical incidents such as these, the media needs to work together with law enforcement and first responders to ensure sensitivity in reporting and the safety of all involved. Flying a drone during a medical evacuation creates a risk that the drone may impede the helicopter's ability to safely remove a patient.
Hake says in addition to three people being rushed to the hospital with life-threatening injuries, five more seriously hurt and nine others taken to the hospital. Three fighting for their lives after Chippewa apple orchard crash. Good morning, 63 degrees at 8:03 on this Thursday, September 19th. With your WIP News, I'm Mark Halverson. Caleb has sports coming up. At least three people fighting for their lives this morning, we're told, after a wagon flipped during a school field trip to the Bushel and a Peck apple orchard in Chippewa Falls yesterday. When a cart fell on its side, dozens of kindergartners from St. Mark Lutheran School in Eau Claire were at the orchard on a field trip. Not clear how many of the 25 were hurt in the wreck that were children. Afterwards, Chippewa County Sheriff Travis Hakes was asked, what was it like responding to an incident like this?
Pretty heart-wrenching. As a parent myself, you know, it's a parent's greatest fear that something happens to their children, especially when they're, you know, young like that. And, you know, I can tell you that the children were extremely brave, very resilient, extremely brave. I'm very proud of every one of those kiddos, and the chaperones did a fantastic job.
Now, it's Jake Bowers as Stebbins is running and delivers. Swinging and a rocket to right, base hit.
That's the incomparable Bob Uecker last night on the Brewers Radio Network as the Brewers walk off the Philadelphia Phillies 2-1 from American Family Field. And earlier in the day, thanks to Craig Counsell and the Cubs' loss, the Brewers clinched the NL Central Division title for the second year in a row.
It is Talk Like a Pirate Day, Caleb.
Today, September 19th, yes, is Talk Like a Pirate Day. And you know what? Probably there will be a lot of folks that you come across that are talking like a pirate, so we want to interpret for you in case you're unfamiliar with the jargon.
Okay. For instance, ahoy is hello. That's kind of obvious.
Yes. How to talk like a pirate here on September 19th, Talk Like a Pirate Day. Arg. Mm-hmm. Can be used for anything, good or bad. Examples, arg, what a lovely day, or arg, I don't like that. That's, I mean, really, if you're trying to talk like a pirate, a lot of args seem to do the trick.
You did really well.
Thank you.
You could be cast with the... Avast. Attention, please. Example, avast, ye scurvy scallywags. Stop what you're doing and listen up, you dirty pirates.
Interpreting how to talk like a pirate here in the WIP Wake Up Show. Belay. That means stop that. Example, belay that talk if your kids are complaining in the back seat. There you go.
Okay. Another one is har. It's a pirate's laugh or the stuff on top of a pirate's head.
I like that. National Talk Like a Pirate Day. Actually, I believe it's International Talk Like a Pirate Day here on September 19th. What is a jack, a flag, or a sailor? Apparently has a double meaning. Huh. So, okay.
All right. A lass is a woman. A list is to lean to one side.
Maybe a shipmate or a friend.
Yeah. Meanwhile, a scallywag. That's a bad person. A scoundrel.
Interpreting how to talk like a pirate smartly means quickly. Smartly there, pirates. Mm-hmm. Or hurry up.
Mm-hmm. Sprogs are raw, untrained recruits.
I like this one. Squiffy means a buffoon.
Wow. And finally, also there is to boot. Example, I'll have the burger and fries to boot.
There you go. Avast, ye squiffies.
All right,
there we go.
I've never seen you do theater, but it's something about talking like a pirate brings out the dramatic.
I guess. There we go.
All right, WWIB, the Wib Wake Up Show, and earlier this morning, our social media with a question.
Yeah, and so Thankful Thursday here, and what are you thankful for? We would love to have you answer the question. On social media is great, but again, we're live on the air. We'd love to play back your thankfulness quote, 715-396-1670, 396-1670. It's fine if it's short, that's fine, but leave us a voicemail. What are you thankful for? Maybe pass the phone around in your vehicle if you're on the way to work or school with others, and start thinking in a grateful mindset here on this Thursday.
Yeah, these are some of the answers we've seen so far on this Thursday morning. Hannah says, I'm thankful for the grace of Jesus that helps me give grace to my family and those around me. That's a great answer.
Absolutely. And also along with that, seeing Kimberly, she says, mm-hmm. Thankful for life and the love of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Another Kimberly, a different Kimberly, says she's thankful for her daughter Samantha, her son-in-law Roger, and the grandkids. And she says she's surrounded by love.
Connie just says simply thankful for another day for the Lord to live for his glory.
Chris, thankful for Jesus and his wife Carla and Susan for her salvation in Jesus.
So again, spread that attitude of gratitude, right? Thankful mm-hmm. Thursday here, 715-396-1670. Let us know what you're thankful for. And, you know, this isn't something that we have to wait until we're sitting around a bountiful table at Thanksgiving, right? This is something that hopefully we can have all the time, this attitude that says, hey, I have so much, I've been given so much. And I think it changes the perspective, especially sometimes if you're like, yeah, I'm not really feeling going to work or school today. It's a great way to change perspective, to shift it.
Yeah, appreciate Vicky on the listener line, where we welcome you to give your input, what you're thankful for today in the next 75 minutes. 715-396-1670 says she's grateful for WIB, for the faithfulness we have to the listeners, she says, is a godsend.
And here's one I think that just came in a few moments ago as well.
I am thankful for another day of life.
Well, you know how with working with Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire, I've been saying a lot of times, hey, you know, you could try the fad diets, you could try the best-selling, or you could go with a proven method, something that actually works. Here's one of those fad diets that you could try if you wanted to.
Yeah, if you're like many adults, you may be wishing you could lose a few pounds, and one of those diets is the sardine fast.
It's kind of what it sounds like. The sardine fast involves consuming only sardines for a set period of time, typically 72 hours.
Okay.
The aim is to boost ketones and reduce blood glucose levels.
Now, are you somebody who, if I don't know, if your Livia diet allows you, would you eat sardines?
It doesn't. This is got a green eggs and ham thing for me, yeah. Mark. I wouldn't touch them no matter what. No thank you, Sam.
Okay, well, that's interesting. I would from time to time. The problem is with sardines I've found is that you kind of take on a sardine odor afterwards.
Yeah. So the sardine fast is popular among those following ketogenic diets, as sardines are rich in omega-3 fatty acids, protein, and essential nutrients.
Yeah. Participants have reported various health benefits, including increased energy levels,
improved concentration,
and reduced inflammation. Those are all good.
Those are good.
I think to me, I got to figure out, what do you do with the odor? I mean, that's the
tough thing.
One doctor on YouTube has a video discussing the sardine fast, and it's gotten nearly a million views. So people are checking it out, thinking about it.
I've heard of some people putting sardines on pizza. Mm-hmm. Again, we had our whole pineapple on pizza thing. Yeah. The sardines on pizza would be a little bit more difficult, I think, for me to stomach. But sardines on pizza, I feel like if you put the sardines on the pizza, that probably ruins the diet.
I like sardines on maybe some crackers. Okay. Is maybe a way to go.
The sardines and saltines?
Yeah. I don't know. You guys are kind of... I may try sardines for lunch today.
Okay. I don't know. Tell us how it goes. 72 hours, only sardines, Evo.
Is it going to affect my sales? I think so. People are like, we knew you were coming a mile away.
Well, speaking of voting is now open, Howell, for The National Toy Hall of Fame, the finalists have been announced. We've been waiting for this.
Yeah, we sure have. We're big fans, and so we like to let you know when the finalists are announced and then who gets in. And so, what do we got? Each year, the Strong National Museum of Play in Rochester, New York, nominates 12 toys that have achieved icon status.
Now, of those 12, only three will be inducted into the Toy Hall of Fame. This year's finalists include Transformers.
And let's find out more. Also, along with Pokemon trading cards.
Those are one of the 12 balloons. Straight up balloons are actually nominated this year.
Trampolines, but probably with the protection on the side, right?
Indeed, yeah. A little bit different than some of the ones that I grew up bouncing on. Also, My Little Pony. Uh-huh. And that's a matter of some debate, too, with My Little Pony, because it has been a long run for My Little Pony trying to break through. Nominated multiple times before. I think this might be the seventh time, actually.
That's right. But it's yet to be inducted, and Fluttershy isn't getting any younger, Caleb.
Right. So who will get in? You all can help decide. The public can vote on their favorite toys through September 25th at museumofplay.org. That's museumofplay.org.
Last year's inductees were baseball cards,
Nerf toys,
and Cabbage Patch Kids.
All right. Will this be the year for My Little Pony?
What do you
say? Pokemon,
saying?
Balloons, trampolines?
You going to give us a prediction?
Transformers. I think My Little Pony does it this year.
Okay.
I think, you know what, Pinkie Pie, we've got this.
All right. I don't know. I'm kind of pulled toward trampolines. I think trampolines belong in.
Those are classic. I mean, only three. And again, you can see all 12 at museumofplay.org.
Yeah.
Only three. I mean, that's not great odds, again, for all 12. So
we'll see what happens.